I am honored to have on the phone Paul Avgerinos. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right this time, Paul.
Oh, that's great. Avgerinos.
Avgerinos. And we're talking to him. He's all the way over in beautiful Norwalk, Connecticut. But what a life you've had. Got your Grammy a couple of years ago. What an honor. And that New Age beautiful Amma composition that was just such a miracle. We'll talk about that. And you also produced so many wonderful, wonderful albums. And you have a beautiful studio there. I mean, it's like a dream come true for many people. You have a place called Unicorn, and it's Unicorn Studio, right?
Yeah, I call it Studio Unicorn, kind of a European kind of a deal, Studio Unicorn.
I get it.
I thought that had a nice ring to it.
It does, and I'm sure there's unicorns all around your backyard as well.
Yeah, we have a whole corral of them, a stable and pasture.
Oh, I love it.
Unicorn ride. It's very busy. People book months in advance.
I love it. Well, all you need is a few rainbows and dolphins there, too, and then you'll be all set, right? But you're really considered to be one of the giants in the New Age music field. But you had quite a great background. You went to the Peabody Conservatory of Johns Hopkins University, and you got full scholarship honors and bass violin, and then you got to go and travel, and you were the principal bassist in orchestras in Italy and Hong Kong and Venezuela, and you got to play with legends such as Buddy Rich and others. And then you, in 1985, built your dream unicorn, Studio Unicorn there. But in the meantime, doing tons and tons and tons of CDs, as is apt to happen when you have your own studio. they just keep pouring out of you. Balancing Spheres, Words Touch, Sky of Grace, Garden of Delight, Gratitude Joy, Law of Attraction, Meditate Lovers, Bliss, Bhakti. Of course, that one wonderful one, Grace, Amma Devotional Songs to the Divine Mother, which got you the Grammy. And I love the one you did last year with Deepak Chopra and the man who also produced you this year, Kabir. Kabir is just a genius. He produced this new one, Mindfulness, which I have in the background here and I'm playing, which is just heavenly. Kabir is just a wonderful person to work with, and I think it blended together with this amazing release last year called Home, which is one of my favorites. I listen to it almost every day, Paul.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks so much, Cindy. Yeah, it's been quite an enjoyable career so far, and I feel like the best work's happening now. So that's always a great blessing.
Well, you traveled the world before you settled down, which is a wonderful thing to do. So you got a chance to find out what people like in other areas of the world. And how did, since this is also a travel show, how did traveling around the world influence your music?
Well, travel is very broadening. It's always been considered a part of a comprehensive classical education that young men and women should have some extensive travel as part of their enrichment so they can feel and experience and breathe and taste and touch and see the way other cultures live and other societies function and different views and landscapes and panoramas. You know, it's very enriching and broadening to have a sense of the spectrum of human existence and how much variety and diversity there is on this wonderful planet.
That's so true, and a lot of people don't get that opportunity, and that's an interesting thing. When kind of the difference when you're in an orchestra versus when you might be in a band, there's a whole different vibe because you're sharing it with these audiences of people all around the world in different ways than you would if it was just a band out there. And I don't think New Age music gets a chance to get played around the world in concert settings as much as possibly you might experience as an orchestra. Because a lot of your work is studio work, it'd be kind of hard to recreate like what you did, I would imagine, with Home, with Deepak Chopra and that whole group. It could be done. Is the New Age music that you create able to be translated into a concert setting?
It is. It's not a focus of mine because I find that it's more efficient to reach a larger group of people through recordings that are distributed through massive broadcast networks.
Mm.
But, you know, it depends on the artist. For some artists, it's a huge part of what they do. The improvisational live aspect is very important. For me, I'm more about the studio world, the studio process of overlaying and modifying and editing is my art form. For me, the studio is a big part of my art form. So I started out very much in the live world, and I feel like I learned a lot in that process. And now, for me, the studio environment is I see it as my instrument. The recording studio is one of my instruments, or you could say that it's an orchestra of instruments. You know, it's all kinds of processes and options and possibilities that you cannot do live, that are just not possible in the physical reality. So for me, that's a big attraction.
Well, you also have that the wonderful gift of being able to be an engineer and producer. I mean, you were blessed to be able to work with a wide diversity of people, everything from Aerosmith, Jewel, Willie Nelson, and the Celtic Tenors. And so, like, that's a pretty wide variety of people. Were you doing that before your studio, or were you doing that on the road, or how did you connect with all those wonderful people?
Well, all those people are all studio projects. So that was part of the period where I was working in the recording studio. And, that's a good example of the kind of diversity that you can find in the studio life that would be pretty hard to replicate live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is interesting, though, but you had a miraculous, I guess it's just a major blessing that happened. You've been following Alma's path, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about how your path merged with Alma and the miracle of your daughter and how that has changed your life, because it's pretty been very life-changing for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. So back in 15, my wife and I had been trying for about 3 years to have a baby with no luck, and we had miscarriages and ectopic pregnancies, and we're both older. It wasn't looking very good, so we decided that the right course of action would be to go to India and to seek the blessing of Amma, the hugging saint, to seek her blessing to have a baby. And so we traveled there in February of 15 and went to Amritapuri, which is far in the south of Kerala, way down by the Arabian Sea. It's a very magical tropical place. And we got mantras from Amma. We were initiated by her with mantra japa, and then a few days later, on February 20th, we very brazenly, bravely asked her for a blessing to have a baby, and she said, okay, and she waved her hand in front of my wife's womb, and she made a sankalpa. She said, made a intention in Malayalam, that's the language, her main mother language, South Indian language, and she threw rose petals at us and gave us an apple to go and eat. Well, we got pregnant in May, and the baby's due date was February 20th of the following year, exactly to the date. 1 year
wow.
from the blessing was the
wow.
baby's due date.
Amazing.
And then she was born on the 27th. It was 12 days after I won my first Grammy Award for Grace.
Wow. Wow.
This is an album that Amma also touched, and was her energy was around and present in. And then our baby Juliana Joy was born on the 27th of February, and that's the same day of the month the same day of the month that Amma herself is born on. Amma was born on
September 27th. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's these two numerological signs to remind us of where Juliana came from. So, and she's very precocious around Amma, even at the age of, at the age of 6 months and a year and a half, she was calling out to Amma when she saw her from a distance. Amma, Amma!
Really?
You know, crying out to go near her. And this summer in New York, when she was just barely two, she was standing next to Amma while Amma was giving darshan. She was standing next to her for about 20 minutes, staring at her, completely transfixed. And you know how a lot of toddlers are. They're constantly in motion. They're, you know, I've never seen her sit still for even 2 minutes, let alone 20 minutes. She was just standing there transfixed, staring at Amma. It was really amazing, and everybody commented on it. They said that she was clearly enraptured by Amma's presence and clearly knew who she was in relation to her existence. And that's pretty amazing.
It is. It's a wonderful, wonderful story, gift.
Yeah, she understands that she's here because of Amma. So.
Well, on top of that, there's this amazing, you know, you're a great family. Your wife also does yoga, and I believe she was also blessed to be able to work and teach at Deepak Chopra's place, right?
Well, yeah. My wife is a yoga teacher. Part of her training happened at the Chopra Center in California, and she's also trained in children's yoga and pre- and postnatal yoga.
Wow.
And she recently did an Ashtanga training, and she has a couple of books out. One is The Yoga of Cleaning, which is kind of a tour through the world of yoga and holistic cleaning and lifestyle and feng shui and kind of a
I have to get that. That sounds wonderful.
And then recently she did a card deck for children, children's yoga cards, which is really sweet. It's one of these little plasticized card decks that kids on one side they see an animal or some type of adventure, and on the other side is the yoga pose that they can do.
Oh my gosh, how sweet!
This is like a dolphin, and this is like a, you know, a monkey, or this is like an elephant, or be like so it's fun. So that just came out recently, her kids' yoga deck.
Is that on Amazon?
It is, yeah.
And your music's all on Amazon, your big, rather large library, which is continuing to grow and grow and grow. So this year's release is one that is really something that is my passion. I've been meditating every day of my life since I've been 14. And when I saw this one, I went, wow, mindfulness. Of course, now that's the hot topic term. You know, there's all kinds of yoga. And you learned from a master, Sri Chinmoy, who I believe also is a few other wonderful musicians, teacher and guru. But Sri Chinmoy is very famous, and you learned from a meditation from him back in 1974. So this mindfulness release comes out, and it's really designed, and I'm sure your wife's probably using it. It's really perfect to listen to when you're meditating and probably when you're doing yoga as well, right?
Yeah, it's good for very gentle yoga and deep relaxation and for meditation. So what I did was I took the style guides of my most successful albums so far, which have been the Bliss album and the Love album and the Grace album, and I distilled that down to an even simpler, more essential essential nature of those albums. So it's kind of a child and grandchild of those three albums. So that was the intention, was to make something that would be helpful for people in their meditation practice and help helpful for deep relaxation, for healing work, for Reiki, and the more subtle energy work that people get involved in.
Well, because it's got that energy of Om kind of...
Very consciously to be extremely subtle and simple.
Which is what you don't want something too busy if you're doing healing work or even meditation. You want something that you can be centered with, you know, and you can... This music I have on behind us now, it's very tuned in, which is what you want in that situation. But there's a lot of levels and dimensions behind this sound of music. It's not just a single tone. There's really a lot of depth in there as well. It's like an inner journey of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. I've gotten a lot of response from this. I have a lot of music on Insight Timer, which is one of those meditation apps.
I use it every day. I love Insight Timer.
Yeah. So I've noticed, and I've noticed what people respond to on the curated iTunes radio lists, and you know what they respond to on Spotify and Pandora and all. And so I endeavor to give people an entire album of the kind of tracks that they seem most responsive to for meditation, deep relaxation, and even for sleep, because not surprisingly, in our modern age, there are many millions of people that have trouble sleeping because their minds are so agitated and their bodies are so disturbed that they find they cannot rest properly. And so this kind of music can help people to rest because, you know, rest is a fundamental true stillness, true peace of mind. Deep rest is a, you know, fundamental requirement for good health and for peace, for joyful contentment. You know, we have to be able to truly relax and unwind and come in contact with our nature, with our inner nature, and also to hear our deeper desires, our deeper voice that is within us. You know, you have to be very still to hear your inner voice. So it's a very useful music, especially in this day and age, in the Kali Yuga that we are living in at the present time.
I totally agree. And you know, I travel quite a bit, and I have a couple of books out. My last one is How to Fly with Less Stress, but I include a lot of meditations in there, and I always recommend to people they get music such as this and yours, and load up music that is very calming and meditative, and they just have it on their phone so they can plug into this, because when you can put your headsets on and go into that calm state and listen to music, it really will completely... it wipe away a lot of the stress around you and things going on, you know, that are kind of crazy in an airplane and stuff.
Yeah,
So it's really helpful for that as well. I mean, this is one of those CDs that's really, really powerful to listen to. And I just want to give a shout out to Insight Timer. I've been using it for about, since it started. And if you go to Insight Timer, it's an app you can get the free or a small charge one. I mean, there's literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of meditations on there, but a lot of people do, as you say, use it to go to sleep at night. I see that. But what I get amazed at, Paul, is I look at this every day, and any given day you can see they have little dots all around the world where people are meditating. And there can be up to 359,000 people meditating in the course of any one day, which just blows my mind. You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. There is a healthy core of people that are on the spiritual path around the world, which core that numbers in the many, many, many millions. It could be 50, 100 million people.
Really? Wow.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. You know, back in the 60s and 70s when we were, you know, beginning our paths in this current incarnation, it it was a lot, seemed like a lot slimmer pickings.
Yes.
But now, you know, now it's mindfulness and yoga and holistic concepts are more broadly disseminated and more broadly accepted. In many ways, they've become part of our common culture. You know, no one bats an eye if you say you're going to the yoga class, and then
it's true. Yeah, and
the word,
they're
the
seeing
word mantra has become part of our vocabulary, and
yep.
the word karma has become part of our vocabulary, and so. Of course, it's often misused, but it's okay. At least people are trying.
Well, it gives me hope when I see that. I mean, because sometimes you watch the news and you go, oh, my gosh, what's going on in the world? But then when you look at those numbers and think about all the force of people trying to do good, trying to have the right intention, trying to be mindful and aware and kind, it truly gives me hope. And your music does too, Paul. And I was blessed to be able to use a couple of your songs on my latest CD, Peace, Music, and Poems. And it just is a blessing to be able to hear that music because I find your music is truly lifts the spirit and it truly does connect you to your soul, which is a great, great gift that you have that you're offering to the world. Is the best website for you, which is the best one you'd recommend for people to see all of your work?
Sure. Well, it's my honor to help to contribute to your work and to the good of our world. It's my honor and blessing. The website is roundskymusic.com, roundsky music, roundskymusic.com. That's my main website for the New Age music. And then, of course, if you put my name, Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S, into any of these search engines, the word Avgerinos and Paul, and music will bring up the whole shooting match of videos and albums and links and articles and on and on.
Well, it's just an honor to talk to you. I know it's much later there than here, so I thank you for taking the time to speak to me. And we don't get to talk enough. Sometimes we connect at the Grammy events, and I don't know if you're going to go again this year, but hopefully if you do, I'll get a chance to see you then.
That would be great.
Yeah. And I'm wishing you the very best. And again, this new one I've been kind of listening to behind us there, Mindfulness. And you can go to roundskymusic, right? .com.
Yeah, roundskymusic.com. That's it.
Well, wonderful. And you keep those unicorns well fed there, okay?
Okay. Thanks so much, Cindy. It's wonderful talking with you, as always.
You too. God bless you. And a big aloha from Maui.
Okay, thank you. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Bye-bye.
Bye now.